Welcome to the powerful world of art. In this podcast, you will hear more about colour. Colour is so much a part of our lives, we may not even notice. We may even take it for granted. We use it with emotion in our language, and this is a good place to begin. When we say, his face turned red, we understand that he may have been embarrassed, or angry, or both. When we say we're in a blue mood, we understand that this expresses sadness, or melancholy. A black mood is somewhat more foreboding. If someone were called yellow, we know he was being called a coward. Being a visual artist, I can express these emotions through colour and form. We already know that red has a powerful emotion attached to it. You can feel it in my pieces that have a red swath across the canvas. It's important to allow ourselves to relate to that powerful feeling. We must deal with it one way or another. Having road rage is too out of control. Drinking. Watching too much TV. Avoiding rage is not dealing with it. We're not bad people if we feel anger and rage. One of the first ways to deal with such strong emotion is to recognize it. Here is heat. Here is anger. Here is discomfort and rage. Look at my work. Feel the heat of the color. You don't even have to go further. Just recognize it. Feel it. Blue. I think of Picasso's blue period. Such a weight of feeling. The poses even. We've got the blues. We get the blues. But then blue skies shining at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Everything has a range. Hard, sorrowful feelings. Hard, sorrowful colors. Poses. Strokes. Shapes. Lighter emotions. Lighter colors. What are your favorite colors? Do you need to remember things? Yellow. Lawyers have yellow pads for a reason. The little reminder sticky notes are yellow for a reason. Yellow helps us remember. Next time you take an exam, wear something yellow. Test out the theory and see what happens. Advertisers know full well the impact of color. They get paid a lot to help manipulate our responses so that we will desire their products. Optical manipulation is subtle. Next time you go into a store or supermarket, just pay attention to, let's say, the detergent. Which pops out at you the most? Is it the one with the most attention-grabbing graphics? Now that you know, allow yourself to experience your emotions by visiting and viewing my art. Thank you for listening. If you would like to know more about my art, please visit the website www.atelier-senger.com. See you there. Have a great day.